Episode 499 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I had free lunch today. Oh. Barbecue, pulled pork.
Well, there you go. So you're good. What about you, Break? How was your week, man?
Although I had like a light dinner, so I'm probably going to have to grab something after this.
Did we lose Break?
Oh, fuck. I was ranting and raving, but my microphone was not.
Oh. All right. How was your week, Break?
I was going to say I had a good week. At least I thought I did until I heard he got a free lunch. I didn't get a free lunch. I want a free lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Do you get free beers, though?
Somebody send us free lunch.
This week pissed me off more than most weeks. Oh. But we'll get to that.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Is it politically charged?
Yeah, we already know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, let's get started with the news. We don't have a ton of news today, which is a good thing, because I'm sure we got plenty to talk about later on.
I'm only joking, 45. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get started with the news, Eric.
Okay, starting with the news we got from RPG Site. Pathfinder Kingmaker is set to release on September 25th, and that's all it really has to say.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Unless you want me to itemize all the additions launched.
No. Maybe this is a talking point real quick that we can talk about. The game, the screenshot that they provided looks really pretty, and I'm encouraged by that. But they have like so many different editions.
They're EA-ing this bullshit. No, yeah. Ubisoft-ing this bullshit.
No, back in the day in comics, I stopped getting comics because they started doing things like foil embossed covers and gold covers, and you'd have
you're
to get
to a comic. You're gonna it's gonna get ruined. Yeah. Why make it look nice?
Yeah. So I mean, that's really the reason that
make
industry
the pages within look nice, not the cover.
Yeah.
Well, there are people that take care of their stuff, Eric.
Yeah,
I know.
Not me, but there are.
I know the collectors, but like
I take care of my stuff too. But this is I'm just kind of ridiculous. I think we've talked about it before. Let's
it has more to do with the company spending their money wisely than people taking care of stuff.
Four different fucking versions of this game is ridiculous. I hope they don't comic book eyes.
I mean, it's not Ubisoft level where they're doing the Assassin's Creed Odyssey that costs $400 fucking dollars.
Well,
that was the Darksiders. Never mind.
Yeah, the Darksiders, man. That's
the Darksiders 3. That's ridiculous.
They have ridiculous pricing on Darksiders 3. They're not going to sell what they want to sell from that. All right.
They probably only make just one, and that one person will buy it.
Yeah. All right, Break. Next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, God of War 2 officially announced in Japan.
Yeah.
God Wars 2.
God Wars, yeah. My God of War 2.
God
man.
Wars Future Past, the strategy RPG based on
pretty
Japanese
sure they
mythology.
Got all the God of Wars.
I know, I was fucking around. The strategy RPG based on Japanese mythology, which has been released worldwide in June 2017. God Wars director, this is why you probably wanted me to read this, and why is this thing popping up here? Yoshimi Yasuda mentioned in the press release that if the first God Wars was based on the creation of the country, part in the Japanese mythology and depicting the founding of the Yamatai country by the deities, God Wars 2 will be based on the... I keep wanting to say God of War. Now that I did that, no, I've done this to myself.
Yep. You have nobody else to blame but yourself, Break.
God Wars 2 will be based on the handover of the country, part in depict the demise of the mythology world as this country moves from the deity world to the human world, as well as founding of the Yamato country.
You know what I want to know, Brake, is if Kratos is going to be DLC.
I hope so.
That'd be awesome. Considering the first game's on Switch, that might be difficult.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's move on to...
I mean, it started out as a PS4 and Vita game, but like that'd be missing content if they had to port it to another console.
Let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Little Tail Bronx latest entry, Fuge, on the battlefront or on the battlefield, out summer 2019. There's a nifty little trailer. Looks okay. I mean, the art style is pretty cool. So there's an update also. CyberConnect 2 has released a new trailer, which I just mentioned. So there you go.
I need to find and play Tail Concerto.
Yeah. So there
and
you go.
And people should pick up the DS game Solo to Robo.
Yeah. I did see this like trailer, and I thought it was interesting. A lot of the motion capture is pretty detailed and cool. So, something
that video in the background's for completely different game series.
Yeah.
By the way.
All right, let's move on to the next story, Eric.
Next story is from RPG site as well.
You know what?
And
let's
South Park.
Yeah, let's let Break do
it. It's all right. Go ahead. He's on it.
All right.
It's already started.
It's just a DLC mention. But South Park, the Fractured Butthole second story DLC, which is called Bring the Crunch, is out on July 31st.
Yeah. Your newest buddy, Mint Berry Crunch, a.k.a. Bradley Biggie. That's funny.
Hey, who went home heroically to watch Maury Povich?
I not watched South Park in years, so I don't know who this character is.
Maury
Povich. He was kind of a joke character they added in that turned out to be a superhero. And actually have superpowers, but he was the character they when he joined them with his superpower being
within the game, you mean?
No, within South Park within the show actually.
Oh,
yeah. They do the superhero thing, and his was Mint Berry Crunch, and turned out he actually had superpowers.
Freak Five says, "Don't let Brake do the news story. There's nothing for him to mispronounce."
Coco Joan.
That's
Coco John.
All right, Brake, speaking of you, next story.
Coming to us live from RPG site. Native 4K and HDR coming to Divinity Original Sin 2 Definitive Edition on Xbox Game Preview. So, that's on the preview. That's nice.
Yeah.
It'll be available on July 19th, which was yesterday. So, rewind time or something.
So we get to play it for free?
How do you get to be on the preview anyway?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see if it's in here. The update enables native 4K resolution and HDR capacity, optimizing the game for Xbox One X. The update also comes with performance improvements, bug fixes, UI tweaks, and achievements. Yeah. Larian has also formally introduced Sir Laura, the Squirrel Knight.
What?
God damn squirrel.
Yep.
A new companion character available on day one for those who pre-ordered the Definitive Edition. Can I have her murdered?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, is it riding a chihuahua skeleton?
It's something, man. It's weird.
This game releases on Xbox One and PlayStation 4 August 31st.
Did anybody...
Goddamn squirrel.
Yep.
Are you fucking
kidding? I heard this game is like goofy, but I didn't know that it was this goofy.
Anybody play Divinity Original Sin 1?
I mean, the only thing I can think of worse is it was...
Wait, Freak 5 wants to get this game because it annoys the shit out of Brake, man.
I can't stand squirrels either, man. There's a new trailer out for M... This is breaking news from Bridget. M. Night Shyamalan's Glass has a new trailer, so that's cool.
Glass, is that based on...
Yep.
On...
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
That is my favorite. Unbreakable is my favorite of his movies.
Yeah, I like that one. I liked Sixth Sense as well. Squirrel Knight is awesome. Freak 5 says no, nothing with Squirrel is awesome unless it's Squirrel Girl. And even that's not awesome.
No, 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 squirrels are not awesome.
Yeah.
Secretly, she's evil. You just don't know it. She's waiting for the moment.
Yeah.
And she's going to rise up and take us over.
She's going to be part of Hydra. Like, she's like the leader.
What
Hydra
if they make Squirrel
time.
Girl beat Thanos in the next Avengers?
They did. She's already beaten
Thanos.
No,
he's saying in the next movie.
Yeah.
He means in the Avengers, which is this four?
Shut
yeah, Avengers 4, Squirrel Girl's in. Suddenly shows up at the end, like in the last 5 minutes. It's like, what the fuck? Who's she?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what the?
You know
the
what
hell
I think would be interesting?
Him?
You know what I think would be interesting is if they get a different Thanos to kill the one that was in the previous film, and they'll just have to kill a guy who just wants to destroy everything.
I guess.
So he can get on with Lady Death.
Yeah.
That way there'd be no lack of continuity issues. There'd be no continuity issues regarding his personality in the first Avengers film.
They really need to.
So at the end, they like somebody mentioned death and he smiled, and then the movie ended, and then we get this in Avengers 3.
Well, I
not
thought
that, I mean, because like they changed his character.
Like
and
a pile
they explain,
of.
And I feel like they need to explain why they changed his character.
Well, they haven't even named Death yet. Like, they haven't even did Death in the Marvel Universe. So we're still waiting on that. Hopefully that'll be soon, because that was a huge part of Thanos' motivation. So, I don't know.
Maybe
hopefully
he's just lying to everybody, and he's just wanting to save or only get rid of half the universe to save people from starving. And that's all bullshit lie that he spun.
Maybe. All right, let's move on to the next story. From RPGsite.net, Mary Skelter Nightmares launches for PC on July 19th. I think we've talked Mary Skelter before. The game will be priced at $24.99 with a 40% launch week discount, reducing the price to $14.99. So if you're interested, that's a good price for that game, $14.99. Squirrel Girl is not awesome. Damn it. Yeah.
What about Secret Squirrel?
Secret Squirrel. Hydra Squirrel.
Secret Squirrel.
I want Hydra.
Secret Squirrel's Hanna-Barbera.
I demand that Marvel
oh,
make...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking, like, recent. I didn't know you were talking about old.
And Sandy and SpongeBob sucks, too. So, I always...
Sandy and SpongeBob does suck.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next story, Eric.
What, you don't like Kung Fu squirrels wearing aqua diving suits? Whatever fucking reason. Leaving on
I don't hate a ridiculous accent.
What about Foamy and the Hata? All right, Eric.
The who and the what?
The who and the what? Job of the Hutt?
Anyways, the next article is from RPG Site, and Grand Blue Fantasy Project re-link announced for the West with more details in December.
Okay. So this is a non-story. This
well,
is
an... I we're localizing this game as the story. But we can't really talk about it.
Yeah.
But,
let's see.
We can't even really comment on like what the game looks like, because this is old footage. Yeah. So it might not even look like this anymore.
Yeah. Let's
so
see.
This is a non-story then? Yeah. Completely non-story?
Yeah. It's a story about a story is what it is. Freak 5 says, I am about to take over the rest of your night break. That sounds ominous.
Terrible.
I just suddenly felt the need to put on like extra clothing.
Yeah,
just as protection.
Yeah, I definitely, and especially near the rear area.
I will. I don't even think I want to ill will press. Oh, sorry.
I don't know if I want to show that on screen. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, side-scrolling tactical RPG. Magic Scroll Tactics coming to Switch.
Yeah.
I don't know why I want to say side-scroll tactics. Side-scrolling tactical RPG, that's probably why. Magic Scroll Tactics, developed by Ootori Denshi, is coming to Switch via the Nintendo eShop, publisher Mediascape, and announced. It says and announced. I did not... That's not me. That was...
Well, MediaScape is usually a Japanese-only company, so they're localizing this. That's interesting. Mm,
that is interesting. Freak Five says it's a video series. One of the characters is a talking squirrel named Foamy. You know, another squirrel I can think of, besides the obvious Bullwinkle, what's that? Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay, that's the one exception.
He's a flying squirrel, though. He's not a squirrel.
I always hated the squirrels in...
yeah, exactly. He's a flying squirrel. Flying squirrels aren't... They don't count. They're not the same.
Is it a he or she, Rocky? It's kind of... They kind of leave that kind of open.
It's voiced by a woman, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So the only other squirrel that I can think of that gets a pass is Happy Tree Friends, I think is what it's called, that... series that they did with a bunch of cutesy characters that always killed themselves. And
there's also a squirrel girl humanoid character in the BlazBlue games.
Ah, okay.
Makoto, I think, is her name.
Yeah. The only squirrel in my book is a dead squirrel. So, all right. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Unexplored Unlocked Edition will launch for the Switch on August 9th and for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One later this summer, Digiratic and developer Ludumotion announced. Switch version will be available for...
Digirati, not Digiratic.
It says Digiratic.
They fucked up.
Right. The Switch version will be available for pre-order via the Nintendo eShop with a 10% discount.
I know, because they got the press release. Right. So
10% discount. Key features: explore the ever-changing Dungeon of Doom. Intense melee...
You didn't say that ominous enough.
Oh.
Come on.
Okay. Explore the ever-changing Dungeon of Doom. No two
That's
runs are the same.
Victor Doom?
Yeah. Intense melee combat. Stealth mechanics.
Didn't have to do anything else. Just a Dungeon of Doom.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was just in the moment. Real emergent gameplay, whatever the fuck that means, with many tactical options. Challenging generated puzzles await on every new run. 7 distinctive character classes to unlock and master. We have to unlock the... God damn it. Musketeer. I want to play as one of the 3 Musketeers. That's what I want to do. Adaptive original soundtrack complements the action. Mithril Run DLC and Ripley Run DLC and Dark Ritual DLC. And I'm going to play a little bit of this video. I want to know what you guys think. I don't know if you've seen the video of this game. Is this something that you guys would be interested in? It looks kind of unique. It's not graphically intensive, but it's definitely unique. I'm wondering what you guys think. Have you seen the trailer?
For what?
No.
For this game that we're talking about, Unexplored Unlocked Edition.
Yeah,
let me watch. Go ahead.
I saw a little bit of the trailer, and it doesn't look interesting enough for me, at least.
Yeah,
I'm watching the troller now. I'm watching the troller now.
I'm watching the troller.
Like, I only like a few roguelikes, and this is a roguelite.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I mean, it looks cool. I mean, I don't know. It's definitely unique. That's one thing I can say about it. Definitely unique. All right.
It looks like a top-down action RPG to me. Like, sort of like a light Zelda light.
Yeah. You know? Freak 5 says, I recently heard... Oh, wait a minute. He says, the side character is a brown squirrel named the Hada, who is African-American stereotype. I recently heard that everything that has wings evolved by losing their front limbs. And it started by their front limbs gaining webbing and eventually becoming wings. So I wonder if flying squirrels are part way through evolving to squirrels with wings. That's interesting. That's an interesting take.
I'm terrified now. Terrified.
Yeah, you should be. The squirrels are going to take over, man. Foamy is Frank as a squirrel. There are some videos that are just Foamy bitching about things. Freak Five is exiled.
I could see that.
Yeah. Exhalation, He's
Exaltation.
You know what? He's like,
like, I could see Frank just having the podcast just to bitch about stuff.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like his Tuesday night show. Like, oh my fucking god. So I woke up this morning and oh my god, Frank, really? You just got out of bed and you already got a bitch?
Yo, hey. It wouldn't be
get off
me.
My lawn.
I wouldn't be me if I should
saw the mailman today and he was 20 minutes late.
Yep.
You flip and believe that?
Yeah. I woke up this morning and this fucking kid walked right through the lawn. Like, yeah, I would totally do that. I should make that podcast.
And I almost shot him, but I didn't want to deal with the police.
All right, Eric, next story, please.
Okay, next story is how Fantasy Life Online is launching July 23rd in Japan. And it'll be available for iOS and Android devices. And they'll host a Let's Start Dash, a valuable stream to watch. Japan, you and your titles.
Yeah. You're goddamn right, Freak 5. He says Frank would be bitching how he was driving to the pot store. And
it doesn't say how much it costs, but it might be a free-to-play.
And a train would take him 5 whole minutes longer. See, here's the thing. Trains suck in general, so fuck trains. But, yeah, I would
this
totally
looks like
that.
A really stripped-down version of Fantasy Life, which Fantasy Life 2 was. And then they shut Fantasy Life 2 down because nobody was playing
it. You know, we can fucking clone cheap, and we still are fucking using trains. Really? It's 2018.
Well, the problem is so many countries went to immediately ban cloning.
Yeah. No, but
as soon as we did that, they're like, no, we can't do that. They might start cloning people.
Yeah.
We gotta stop the cloning.
But see what I'm saying?
No, even though it's
we'll create the clone wars.
Yeah. I mean,
I guarantee you the whole reason was we can't let this happen.
Yeah. And by the way, pretty soon I'll have you know, Freak 5, I'm not going to have to travel to the dispensary. Like, my crops are doing very well, pretty well. I'll be talking about them a little bit later on. All right, Brake, you get the honors of the last story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu.
Yes.
Sorry, just came with the load. New Nakukuro knee title and Umineko no Naku.
Umineko.
Umineko.
Yeah.
No Naku. Kuro ni Saku announced. Suck it, Frank. Suck it. The first title is a completely new entry in the Nakukuro ni When They Cry series. Oh, that's the name. I like that title then.
Yeah.
When They Cry.
Yeah.
No Naku Kuro ni When They Cry. How is that different?
Yeah.
When They Cry and it's When They Cry and then Umineko means like when the seagulls cry.
Yeah. All right.
What about when doves cry?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that is awesome.
Yes.
And Higurashi is third crickets. Third type cricket.
Yeah. No.
Or can I say cicada, sorry. Never mind. The blossoms. Blossom. Flowers crying sounds weird.
Yeah, it does. Anything else on this story, Break?
Shh, I'm listening to Prince.
Yeah. I better not play too much of that. YouTube will
it's
be on
so,
my ass.
It's still so weird that he's dead. Of all the celebrities, he was always the one that was like, you know, super healthy and stuff, like always talking about like his healthy ways of doing things.
I bet when they came up with Umineko, they're like, we can't use doves because then we'll get sued.
Yeah,
we gotta make seagulls.
Yeah, well, I mean, probably.
Yeah, nobody cares about flock of seagulls.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody gives. I mean, I do, but you know,
their art style has definitely improved a lot, though, from this image here.
Freak 5 says he is dead, so you don't have to worry about him suing you.
Yeah, but what about his record labels?
Yeah, exactly.
Going to say, there's always going to be somebody who'll sue.
Yeah.
My God, like 40 years from now, or I'm sorry, 400 years from now, his great-great-great-great-grandkids are going to sue somebody over it.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of that, like, YouTube gives me all these weird fucking notices, like when I play videos for some stupid reason. And all I do is reply, look, this is fair use. You put it on your service. Maybe you should be the one shutting yourself down. and then they immediately take it away, which is cool. But damn, man. Freak 5 says, did you ever see the video of kids giving seagulls laxatives?
Why?
That's awful.
That is terrible. Like, I can only imagine. Like, I hate it when, like, a bird poops, like, on my plants and stuff. Like, I'll see it, like, the next day, and I'm like, ah, goddamn. See, that's another thing I could have on my podcast. Talk about animals I can't stand. And squirrels would be...
This part is our podcast last 48 hours.
Frank hates nature, I mean, the name of the podcast.
Exactly.
And it wouldn't just end. It would just be him, like, passing out, like, after ranting forever.
Yeah, Frank versus...
And another thing...
How dare you? How dare you? You're exiled, Break Man, son of a bitch. Goddamn son of a bitch. Let's see. Bridget says the Bridget. Yeah, we named one of our plants the Bridget. So it's the one that's going to flower first. Makes me laugh every time, but I would hate it if it happened to me. No sugar gliders. You are exiled, Bridget. Oh. And if you keep it up, you're going to be exiled out of this
room.
What's
a sugar glider?
There's these fucking squirrels that jump and fly they glide.
And they fit in your pocket.
And they sit in your pocket, according to Bridget. Yuck. Frank hates everything. That could definitely...
You mean they're making the little monster smaller now?
Yes.
God, they're sneaky little fuckers. They're going to get bigger without us even noticing. Why?
Hey, Break, you'll probably hate Pachirisu from Pokemon.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. I don't know
what
I am.
It's the electric squirrel of Gen 2.
Yeah.
Or 3. Yeah. I can't
remember. Electric squirrels? What the shit? These things just keep getting worse.
Yeah.
First they're flying, now they're electric.
And then there's Emolga from Gen 5, which is electric flying squirrel.
Yeah.
Like I just said, first they're flying, now they're electric.
Yeah,
these
exactly.
Things just keep getting goddamn worse.
The good thing about Emolga, though, is that he's super weak, and he doesn't evolve.
Yeah.
So fuck him.
Yep. All right.
So that's like that, was it Magikarp?
Yep. Magikarp does evolve, though.
Yeah.
I know, but I just remember him in the original just being so fucking pathetic.
Oh, I've seen this video, Freak 5, of the squirrels getting launched by people with their catapults. I fucking love that. I can watch that shit.
That's a really
all
funny
day.
Video, but I don't like doing that to animals, but still, it's
fuck,
funny. Video.
Fuck squirrels, man. Sons of bitches
are squirrels.
The worst. They really are the worst.
Are they in a basket, and at least where they're protected?
Yeah,
They just send them to the, like...
Yeah, Eric, they're in the basket, and they put little helmets on them and some elbow pads and knee pads.
I still wouldn't do that, but if you're going to do it at all, at least make it safe.
See, one of the problems I have is I have a pear tree. So they'll go in the pear tree, and then I'll come out later, and I'll see, like, there are pears on the ground.
There's
one little bite in it. They don't fucking take the whole pear. They just take a pear and then leave it.
Does your pear tree have a partridge in it?
No. But I can see them going up in Frank's yard. He just comes outside and they're just chilling by it with joints
in
their hands.
Those
shit.
Things, those motherfuckers taunt me, man.
Just hears the giggling.
Yeah, those motherfuckers fucking taunt.
Those are smokiest plants.
Yeah.
How many squirrels do you get in the mountains?
Oh my god, there's so many squirrels up in the mountains.
So is it worse than Ohio?
Yeah. Freak 5's giving us the video of the... seagulls on laxatives. So I'm looking at that now. I don't have it on the screen because I don't want any bullshit.
Maybe you should call this episode Don't Sue Us, PETA.
Yeah, Don't Sue Us, PETA, exactly. I'm trying to look for the sales on Xbox, but Xbox haven't there. Like, PlayStation had a shit ton of awesome sales, and they still got
a sale going on until Tuesday.
Yeah, but the one I was talking about was previous. They had a ton of cool shit. They had Destroy All Humans 1 and 2 for like $3. They had, I mean, just a ton of shit super cheap. And I seemingly got most of it. But their Xbox is having kind of their retort to the Sony sale. Not quite as good, but there's some good stuff. Head on over to the Xbox store and you can find that. Eric, you said you, according to the document, you have Tommy discount.
IndieGala has a bunch of sales going on right now, but one of them in particular was like the Namco sale. Yeah. I think they've got another one called the anime sale, but the IndieGala sale for the Namco stuff is almost over. Like when I checked it this morning, there was like 18 hours left. So now there's like 10.
Yeah.
But if you hurry now, you can go get something. But I picked up Dark Souls 2 Scholar of the First Sin for like 10 bucks.
I'm looking at this video. Yeah, it's funny. Which one did you pick up? I'm sorry, Eric.
Dark Souls 2 Scholar of the First Sin.
Yeah, 10 bucks. That's not a bad deal.
That's a Steam copy for the game. Yeah. But like, I think Dark Souls 3 was like $14.99.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of other stuff though, like Tales. But there was another sale too for like it's also on IndieGala, and Idea Factory International stuff on Steam is there.
All right, that's cool. So there's some more sales if you're a PC gamer. And they are, like Eric said, having a flash sale on the PSN right now. It's not quite as good as the last sale they had.
I don't know if it's a flash, but it's like the 2-week sale.
No, they have a flash sale going on right now, Eric. I just looked at it.
The 2-week sale ended on Tuesday.
That's right. That was the one that was good. That I got a lot of shit, but they're having a flash sale right now. So
I picked up a Rose in the Twilight on that 2-week sale before it closed. Yeah. That was like $8. It's so like I had the PC version. I should have reviewed it a year ago, but at least now I can review both versions.
So any Twitter questions or comments, Break? Nothing. Nothing. No. We get nothing.
Yep, my silence is an indication as to what the answer is.
Yeah. All right.
It's just we haven't gotten any Twitter I thought people wanted to
At RP Grinders.
The Disney Afternoon Collection, which still isn't on Switch, by the way, is available for $6.
Yeah. Freak5 says he sent a Twitter comment, Break. Maybe you're just...
Really? We'll go double check then. Right. I looked earlier. When did he send it?
I have no idea. Like, you have to ask him. What have you been playing? I'll go ahead and start while Break looks up Freak5's comment.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. I do remember that. I forgot all about that. I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead.
This one comes from Freak5cast. Thank you. I am playing Friday the 13th with Fat Frank Branches, and thank you so much for sending this one. One game he was Jason. I knocked him down and teabagged him.
How dare you? You exiled, you son of a bitch, Freak5. I totally didn't know that's what he...
I completely forgot about that one, but that brought a smile to my evil face. I mean, you know. I mean,
you're exiled too, Break, man. You're adding to my misery, man. All right. I was playing, obviously, Friday the 13th.
And getting teabagged by Freak.
Yes. But on the bright side... One of the matches I lasted longer than him as a counselor, so I felt
one
pretty good.
One match, nice.
Yeah. And then another match when I was Jason, I actually killed one person. So.
Oh, yeah. And according to this, Bridget thought it was funny when it happened. She got to watch him teabag you.
Dare you? Guys are exiled. Yeah. Let's see. I played a little more of What Remains of Edith Finch. I will have everybody know that I have now been a cat and an owl. So,
have you found out what remains of her yet?
Not yet. I have not found What Remains of Edith Finch, but it's got a good story.
Have you played Everyone's Gone to the Rapture yet?
No, I have not. I played and beat Uncharted 3. I'll be doing a quick review later. MPQ, of course.
My least favorite Uncharted game.
I like that. I'll talk about it.
We need to stop here for a moment. He says the reason you outlived him is because he was trying to help you, and he got killed helping you.
How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you, Freak 5, ruin my Trump of you? How dare you, Breakman? Don't you ever compare me to
Trump. I'm sorry, you're right. That is fucking heinous.
How dare you ruin my moment in the sun, Freak 5? I was all like proud. I was like, you know, yay, I outlasted Freak, because he's telling truth. He did try to help me because I suck.
How dare he tell the truth?
How dare you? Uncharted 3, I'll have a review. MPQ, and I played Dragon's Crown, which I'll talk a little bit about later on. Breakman, what have you been playing?
Mostly this week, Star Wars Battlefront 2.
I
fucking love the game. It's everything I wanted from the original. Like, I shouldn't say the original, but from the last one.
Yeah.
Because there were Battlefront back in the, I think, was it the original PlayStation, or original PlayStation 2 and Xbox days?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say original.
I found some more deals on the eShop. Okay, and these are just a handful of games, but you can get Mega Man Legacy Collection on the 3DS for $6. Ooh. Apollo Justice Ace Attorney for $10.
Ooh.
Which is cheaper than the $30 I paid.
Yeah.
But or $20, sorry. But and
that's Monster, no justice.
Monster Hunter Generations for $16. Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Dual Destinies for $9. Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Spirit of Justice for $12. And Ace Attorney Trilogy is $12. It originally costed like $30. So that's that's a value. But Monster Hunter Ultimate for Wii U is $8. Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate for 3DS is $6. Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate for 3DS is $8.99. Resident Evil Revelations for the 3DS is $8. And Resident Evil The Mercenaries 3D is $5. And the Resident Evil Revelations for the Wii U is $10.
Yeah, now, all the Resident Evil games are on sale on the Xbox. And
I'm sorry, but Wii U games—they should be charging like $1.
Yep, I totally agree. Or some like $3, $5. You know,
yeah. Considering
I think even that's too much.
Considering they don't even make the hardware for it anymore.
Yeah, like they don't support it anymore. They shouldn't be selling those for like $10. That's ridiculous.
They're not gonna sell any of them because nobody's gonna buy them, man.
I mean, there are supposedly some good games on it.
Instead of making this a sale, they just make it a permanent discount.
Yeah. I almost bought Star Wars Breakman, and I decided not to because I wanted to get some PlayStation credit because PlayStation was having an awesome
Apparently
sale,
there were three games I missed. Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition is $5. DuckTales Remastered is like just slightly under $4 for some reason.
That's
and
good.
The same price goes for Dungeons & Dragons Chronicles of Mystara.
Ooh. Is it some weird price, like $3.87 or something?
$3.74.
Freak 5 says Frank almost bought Star Wars, but then he got high. yeah, exactly. That sounds about right. Actually, you know what? I have partaken in a few days. It's been I rolled up a couple of joints last night, but I didn't end up smoking them. You know, it's one.
You
of
were
those
too
deals.
Sober to remember.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Wait,
exactly.
I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, that's a. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, I played through all the story of Battlefront 2. Anyway, back to that, but. Or for the there's DLC story, but it's included with the game.
Yeah.
And but basically the original story takes place through the entirety of the war. It starts off at the Battle of Endor, where the movie ended, basically.
Yeah.
And it kind of finally tells from one perspective, really, what the end of the war.
Yeah. Bridget says, but we played Golden Crown instead. She is exiled. We did.
I thought you were playing Golden Showers. That's what Frank told me.
Golden Showers. How dare you?
That's what you told me. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to repeat
my dare you. That's Trump. You keep confusing me with Trump, Breakman. Like, Jesus. No P tape involved here. Freak Pipe says Frank smokes two joints before he smokes two joints, then he forgets to smoke two joints. That's more accurate. That's way more accurate. Actually, I'm a very functioning, marijuana smoker. So yeah.
I love Afro Man. He's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's a great song. I mean,
he doesn't have like a lot of like really good songs, but yeah. The ones that he has that are good are just like wow.
Well, he has a bunch of good songs, just nothing that's like mainstream because I got high. But,
oh, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. I guess that's a one hit wonder then, right? Yeah.
How dare you, Freak Five? It's understandable to mistake Frank for Trump. They both go off on childish rants. How dare you? You're exiled. Dare you. All right, what else, Breakman?
I just want Trump to have a press conference where, well, I was out this morning doing my morning jog. And then I got high. He's lying. And there are some kids running across my lawn.
You know, he did say get off my lawn at some point. And you know another thing? This is kind of flew under the radar, and I kid you not. Like, it wasn't exactly an executive order, but the acronym was FART. It was called the FART Act.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, that's the state of our fucking politics right now. All right. Anything else, Break?
No, really. Mostly that. Yeah. That's it. Frank Trump 20 never? Huh? I see what you're saying.
How dare you, Freak Five? All right. What have you been playing, Eric?
More Psychedelic out of the Ashen Hawk. Not too much of that, though. But I didn't get many opportunities during my work's very short break periods to play them all that much. But I did play a little bit of Shining Resonance Refrain, which thankfully, I mean, after failing to get PS4 or Switch code for that game, I asked for an Xbox One code, and they gave me one.
Oh, nice.
That's like, cool. Because I had to ask because, like, unlike XSEED's 1PR surveys that you have to fill out, mm-hmm. that you edit them at any time, mm-hmm. They don't let you do that with Atlas, so you have to ask at that point because it doesn't give you like an order of preference. It's like it gave me two choices, so I picked those two, and they didn't go through. So apparently nobody's playing that game on the Xbox, so I was able to get a code.
That's good.
And thankfully, on a base Xbox One, because it is a PS3 port, the port quality is good enough that there is no issues with the frame rate or whatever.
Ooh, nice. I was considering getting that on the PS4, but I didn't know if it was worth paying like $14-17 for all the DLC and shit. What else?
Yeah, it has most of the DLC, but like the extraneous stuff you don't need. Those are costumes and stuff. Hmm. But I've played Octopath Traveler since Friday.
Okay.
And I'm like 24 hours into that. It's a long game because I'm only at chapter 2 of like 4, and each character has their own chapter. And then there's the final chapter where you have to play it to get the true ending. But it's like you have to discover it, like, and explore the world to do it. It's like hidden.
Yeah.
But people have already explained how you can do that, so all I have to do is look it up once I get to that point. But it's a fun game. I'm not ready to give a review yet, though.
Yeah. All right.
I'll save that for after I beat the game. But will be probably a long time from now. But other than that, I haven't really been playing anything. But I do have a review of Death Note.
Yeah. Speaking
from
of
2016, reviews. The Japanese film release.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it. Eric, your review for Death Note.
Like I said, it's a Japanese live action adaptation of the Death Note manga.
It has to be better than the Netflix movie.
Oh god, the Netflix movie.
It is much better.
Yeah, and that's
it was made
a shame.
Years prior too.
Yeah, that's a shame because Adam Weingart's a very talented director, but that's not one of his better.
It's like he read the Cliff Notes version of Death Note and then made a movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I guess we were lucky that it didn't turn out worse than that.
Yeah. All right, so...
It's not Dragon Ball Evolution bad, but and it's not really bad. It's just boring.
Yeah, nothing happens. All right, Eric, your review of Death Note live action 2006.
The way they handled L was kind of interesting, but at the same time, they made him leak.
Yeah.
It was like he wasn't the weird oddball that you see in the Japanese live action movie and in the anime and the manga.
Yeah.
But unlike the manga and the anime, they fast track to when he's already in college, because there is a time skip in the manga. Mm-hmm. I haven't read all of the manga, but I've read enough up to the point where I've seen at least half the manga.
Okay.
But so he's already in college and he's been doing the Death Note for a while, and then you get to see flashbacks of how he got the Death Note.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, they handle that very quickly. And then it basically covers the first half of what goes on in the series.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part two, and then, but there's like two other movies, and one of them is about the light novel that was written about how L used to do things before the Death Note started. But and the other one's about like a sequel of his successors.
Okay.
But this movie was well shot. It was, they were using good cameras, and they did use Japanese movies do have this weird filming method that just makes it feel almost as if it were on a set piece, but I think they used on location settings for this movie. But Ryuk definitely looks like something that was made in CG in 2020, mm-hmm. that period of time, 2000s to 2010. It's not good looking, but it's better than what you probably could expect from a Japanese anime when they do CG,
mm-hmm.
because it's animated better.
Yeah.
But I'd say if you want to watch Death Note live action, it's a decent way to absorb the story of Death Note. I still have to see part two, see how it holds up, but it's looking promising.
Yeah. I always thought that Death Note would make...
I'm going to give this live action movie an 8.5.
Ooh, good one.
There is an English dub. Yeah. But I didn't bother to listen to that because I felt like that was probably not going to sound good.
Yeah. I always thought Death Note would have made a much better live-action series than live-action movie. But
oh, there is a live-action series. There is a drama TV series.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like
Crunchyroll.
No, I mean like an American one. You know, like a production.
You mean like they should have... Instead of done a movie, they should have just made a TV series.
Well, yeah. And
or, like,
I don't...
or like a short OVA series, which is like 6 episodes long or something.
A full series. Because you need that long to tell that story. And I thought it would have lent well to somebody like HBO or, you know, one of the bigger series. Netflix just didn't seem like a good fit to me. Like, it just seemed like they were... like cash grabbing and buying a property that they had no business doing, but whatever.
They're getting all this anime, everything they possibly can to make money.
Yeah,
and it doesn't always work. It's like throwing spaghetti at a wall and seeing what sticks to it.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna do a really quick review of Uncharted 3. It's a weaker entry into the Uncharted series. It still has a lot of the same problems that the previous two, entries did. People hit you no matter what if they're clear across the map. I'm surprised they didn't fix that after one. It's just frustrating when they throw a grenade and they hit you every fucking time. Like the grenade never fails to land right next to you unless you shoot them first. But, I don't know. It's just, it's
off
putting.
That is irritating.
Yeah, it's irritating. And it's a blemish on an otherwise beautiful game. The remasters of Uncharted 3 is spectacular. Like, they really did a fantastic job remastering it. But, you know, the gameplay is definitely lacking. The story wasn't quite as good as 1 and 2, but it was serviceable. And it's good. It was good.
The story was a clusterfuck. What are you talking about? They cut out a plot point midway through the game.
Eric,
they don't.
You're not
the motivations
listening to
of
my,
the villains are just unmurky.
Would you like to do the review, Eric? Because I was reviewing. So do you want to go ahead? I mean,
no. I'll let you finish. Then I'll complain about it.
If you were listening, Eric, I said it was not a strong entry. It was not one of the stronger.
You're being
stories.
Too nice, though.
No, I'm being honest. I have not seen it. Freak 5. I'm going tomorrow, and I'll have a review of Ant-Man and the Wasp next week.
I'm waiting until that's on video. I'm not rushing out to get it.
That's one that's an event, man. You kind of have to. I think it would lend better in the theater, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I don't know if I want to see it in theaters because I don't know if I even have time for it. I want to see all these other movies first I would more likely not being able to rent from a Redbox.
I'd rather see Ant-Man
watch
and the
on
Wasp
Netflix.
In the theater, for sure. But Uncharted,
if it's still in the theaters by the time I've seen all this stuff, then I'll go.
Yeah, I really want to see Ant-Man and the Wasp in the theater. I think it's one of those movies that lends itself well to big, huge screen. You know, Freak 5 is exiled. He says Uncharted 3 is better than Dragon Quest 8, which we all know is untrue. It's
definitely not true.
Uncharted 3 is okay. If you're expecting something more and you're expecting a super good story, it's not good to start with that one. But it does advance a few plot points along, and it's okay. I'm giving it a 7.5 out of 10. It's definitely the worst of the three. Or the worst of the four, I should say, because there's four.
Five, if you count the...
I don't count that one. I'm going to do Uncharted 4 eventually, but I've been playing Dragon's Crown. I want to get...
Technically, it's 6 if you count the Vita version, too.
Yeah, we're not counting those. But yeah, let's move on to our stinkos. Breakman, do you have...
Well, there was actually... I kind of wanted to do... A review too, because we didn't talk about last week, and I forgot to talk about it. And I feel bad, but
I didn't see it in the thing.
I hadn't had a chance to add anything, but did you see? Have you seen Luke Cage season 2 yet?
I saw part of it, but you can go ahead. You can go ahead and spoil.
I don't want to spoil anything, but
stuff happened.
there was stuff, and there was a guy, and the end. Mm. Well, I'll just say this. It is the first Marvel series of the Netflix shows where the second season blows the first season away.
Really?
Break, how about me and you review the trailer to Dragon Ball Super Broly?
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
No? I would...
Can we review the trailer to the Ninja Turtles cartoon?
Yes.
What flipping hell is with that animation?
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's good.
It looks... What?
The art style is different. I mean, I think the art style could be better, but the animation's decent.
Yeah. I think it looks terrible. I think the show looks absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I do not look. I do not like what they got going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say.
Shut up, Frank. I mean,
all I can say is if it's not He-Man, it's passable.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. That's high praise for Luke Cage season 2 break because, the first season I liked a lot.
I did like the first season, but I quite enjoy the second season.
Yeah. I'm going to have
There's
to watch
a,
it.
Just I... a lot of, just like, yes.
Yeah.
And again, they up the ante on the music too. Like, it's just the first season had the best music. Now the second season's like, well, we're gonna top ourselves.
Yeah, hold my beer. We're gonna do it better. I mean, the music in the first season was, man, spot on. And I love the intro to Luke Cage more than any other intro. Yeah.
That intro is good. The intro is the same. They didn't change that. I will tell you, there is somebody who makes a special guest appearance, and he's not as shitty as he normally is.
Yeah.
So we'll just say that.
Yeah. I hope that season two of Iron Fist is better than one, because it couldn't be much worse. let's see.
I was going to say, like, oh, man, so they're doing so well. Like, I was about to come on here and just give praise to how much, like, Marvel, I think they finally turned it around, and then today they announced that one. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe I won't do that. maybe I'll hold off and find out how that goes first.
Freak 5 says, not a spoiler, but I was thinking of different uses for the PIM technology. Dr. Pym cock ring, if you are too small, you can make your penis bigger. See, I would never have that problem, Freak 5. Or if you are too...
Did they announce a date for Iron Fist 2?
No, but it's coming. It's got to be better.
He could use that penis cock ring.
Yeah. He says...
Did I say penis cock ring? I mean, that's the same damn thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Pym's tiny cock ring?
Yep, or if you're too big for your partner, you can make your penis a little bit smaller. See, I would have more of a need for that.
You know what I noticed, which is weird? It's like, Weiland shows up, but then Dungeon Buster's not here. Dungeon Buster here, Weiland's not here.
I know, that's weird. Where's Dungeon, man? I need to talk to Dungeon about a couple things. All right, let's move on to Stinko's break.
I knew Freak 5 would take into the cock ring. Fuck you, Freak.
All right, break your Stinko.
I got a minor one before we get into the big one, because I think we probably all have the same Stinko.
Yeah, yeah.
But a minor one goes to the fucking again. Last week I brought up the Squirrels? Kardashian and the whole Forbes magazine.
Yes.
Where they're like, Kylie Jenner's like, I'm a self-made woman and ass. Stuff like that. And this week other morons have come out of the woodwork to protect her. You know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you can guess Paris Hilton and of course her sister Kim Kardashian. Like, I'm a self-made woman.
Self-made.
She took out, instead of, and her defense was the best though. Like, instead of borrowing money from her parents, she used $250,000 of her own money. How did she get $250,000 of her own money?
Mm-hmm.
Was this a trust fund set up when she was a kid?
No.
I've never seen anything like $250,000 worth of money. You know what, Kim Kardashian? You can take your ass and you can shove it up your ass.
Yeah, exactly.
You can rip off his cheeks and shove them all the way up your asshole.
You know how you guys would be surprised. This is gaming related. You know how Kim Kardashian made most of her money?
With that stupid game?
Yes, with that stupid paparazzi game. And people ate that game up, and I have no idea
why.
Well,
it's the thing is, there are a lot of girl gamers out there that just aren't getting catered to.
But that you would think that they would cater with much better material than
that. Well, that show's also still one of the most popular fucking shows on television. It's ridiculous. I don't understand why they watch it.
Yeah,
they're funny, is what I hear. Like, they're fun. I've watched.
They're funny.
They make me angry.
Your idea of funny is questionable.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems that women as opposed to men prefer reality television.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, shrink in your car would be awesome. You never need to find a parking spot. Your car will never be too hot in the summer, too cold in the winter.
I'd park right in front of the door, too.
Yeah. Well, you would just put it in your pocket. Like, you would never even need to worry about parking.
Yeah. But I'd prefer like a transporter, so I could just be there instantaneously.
Yeah,
so I
me
could,
too.
And wake up, walk out of the shower, dry it off, and then click the button and walk right
in. I have to make a correction about the homie discount I mentioned about the Idea Factory deals. Those are going on Fanatical.
Yeah. All right. Breakman, your other Stinko.
I need another beer before we get into this, so why don't you go ahead with that one?
Okay. Well, here I'll do my Stinkos then. I mentioned my crops. They're doing really well. And I probably will not have need for a dispensary for at least a year once it's all said and done. But the heat sometimes wreaks havoc on my crops. They don't take too kindly to 100 degree weather, so I have to constantly water.
Frank's gonna need a terrarium.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Cass says, have one for me, as he's referring to a beer. Like, let me read something for you today.
Okay.
Definition of a word.
Okay.
Treason.
Yes.
The offense of attempting to overthrow the government of one's country or of assisting its enemies in war.
Yep.
Let me see. There were some comments that kind of sounded like they kind of bent, kind of fringe on that. Let's see here. The act of levying war against the United States or adhering to or giving aid and comfort to its enemies by one who owes it allegiance.
Yep.
You know, maybe like siding with a Russian quote unquote president, you know, even though he's never lost an election. They don't have like term limits over there, and he's made sure he wins every election.
Yep.
dictators like him, are waging a cyber war, and they've been waging a cyber war on America for a very long time.
And
a lot of people don't seem to be concerned because it's so-called cyber warfare again. You know, they don't see bullets flying and people aren't dying.
Yeah.
Yet, well, they
that's,
don't.
That's like saying sexism doesn't exist because they haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Right. But when, like, you're worried about like you know, bulls flying and people dying. Well, one of the things that they've been trying to do for a long time, and they've had a little bit of success, with, and hopefully God they don't have any more, is working with our power grids.
Yeah.
And messing with our nuclear plants.
Yeah.
Because people don't seem to understand our whole country is run
by electrical grids
and cyber, and I mean, the internet is a big thing.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think that's the reason, break, is because nobody really sees the effects. You know, there's no bullets in the air, like you said.
Yeah.
But it is just as bad.
They don't understand, as our technology grows, and it is growing, like we're going to have smart cars coming out soon and driverless cars, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That is what they're trying to get into, not just votes, because I know a lot of you people are thinking
voting is just an experiment to see how successful they can do this.
It's no, that's not an experiment. That is them specifically trying to get Republicans to win. In this case, they're trying to get Donald Trump to win.
Yeah. Well, that's also a thing.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, part of their goal is they're trying to get Republicans in office, and they're trying to destabilize our country from the inside.
Yeah.
But they're also trying to fuck with our infrastructure, things with our cars, as the technology grows and things become more and more connected, like our refrigerators are online, you know?
Yeah.
Like technology, like it's becoming across our household.
Yeah.
And they are trying to learn how to disrupt all of that technology.
Yes.
It isn't just our elections that they're fucking with.
Right.
They're fucking with our the Russians are out to beat us because they're run by a former KGB agent who wants power and more of it. And the only thing he wants is for Russia to be up there with America again. And I mean, honestly, he wants Russia to be number one.
Yeah.
And he's going to do everything he can to make them number one. And right now we have a traitor in office who is aiding that.
I'm glad you,
when you go on international television and tell the world that I don't see any reason why I would think that he would do that. No, he doesn't. There's no reason. When you say that about our enemy,
you're aiding.
That is
aiding and abetting. Yeah,
I'm sorry. That is hearing or I'm sorry, giving aid and comfort to an enemy by one who owes us allegiance.
You're not
assisting enemies in war.
You're not the only one to think that. There have been a few Democrats, not as many as I'd like.
And fuck all the Republicans. Like our governor who says that Trump needs to give it a sincere apology. And he should be calling for his resignation,
no,
if not throwing in jail.
He should be immediately impeached, in my opinion, for his
his
performance. And
I don't even think impeach. I think he should be on trial right now for treason.
I hate to do the whataboutisms that people are playing right now, but I'm going to do one here. Can you imagine? I mean, just imagine if Obama had said exactly what Trump has said.
Oh, my God.
He would have gotten arrested immediately.
He would have been impeached so fast.
And that's one of the
big
problems, like, with the right now. Like, they would have lost their minds. But that's why a lot of Republicans are remaining silent on this, because his base is still firmly in his corner.
Yeah, 80 something like 83%.
So the people who were elected by them have to kind of stick by him, even though a lot of them, from what I've been reading, aren't happy.
Yeah, well, they can be happy all they want.
I know they're not doing anything about it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, they're spineless.
It's just stupid to realize loyalty isn't worth it.
And by the way, Democrats are spineless too. And that's going to be proven yet again when they, especially Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin is the Republican of the Democrats. He always like confirms and, you know, goes along with Republicans, even though he says like he's independent and, you know, he's a Democrat through and through. He is a sheep or a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's the worst of the worst. Joe Manchin, if you're listening in West Virginia, anybody there, just get rid of that guy. He is not doing things in your best interest. He's hurting, not helping.
One of the biggest problems I've mentioned so far, I've mentioned a lot, is where is the opposition against this guy? The reason he's getting away with so much is because there aren't people standing up to him.
And, you know,
not really. Nobody that anybody wants to listen to,
Here's the thing, Brake. Becoming a dictatorship or an authoritarian nation doesn't happen like overnight. It slowly seeps in. And we're slowly looking at the United States changing from a vibrant beacon of freedom into a beacon of oppression. And
there are definitely things that he's talked about and he wants to do over just this week that make definitely sound like he wants to just give this sinus country over to Putin. And it makes it sound like Putin has a lot of stuff on him. But
that's,
for instance, him saying that we haven't decided yet. Like this sounds like a good and fair trade. The whole idea that Putin is going to say, "You can come over here and watch us interrogate these supposed criminals. If we get to come over here and investigate these American citizens."
Yeah, no, that's
like, see, what the fuck?
We weren't.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Talk about aiding and abetting the enemy. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, you're right, Brake. Here's the thing.
My God, like, my mind wants to explode that there's anybody who wants to side with this guy.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The United States is very guilty of rigging elections for other countries, too. So
that's very true. And I've criticized that before. We all have.
Yep,
you know?
Yep.
You have definitely rallied against that stuff that we need to stay out of other countries' political affairs.
Absolutely. Like, we have no business, like, dictating Middle Eastern policy or Central American policy, what we do is we basically put dictators in power and then take them out of power. We've done it several times. We did it with Iraq. We arm people that we should have no business arming based on what the Saudis want. Follow the money.
We definitely bend over backwards for them.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't remember, but back in like the 80s, and I think was it the late 70s through the 80s, Saddam Hussein was our biggest ally.
Yes. I mean, people forget about that shit. Like, and besides the fact that we made up a bull, I'm not saying Saddam was a saint,
he was a horrible dictator then, but he was still like, you know, we were able to get stuff through him because he was like pro USA back then.
Yep,
and you know, we were pro of Stump. You know, whatever. Our government has always done fucking shady shit.
Yeah.
But we've never had once in the history of our country have a president come out and go crazy with his love for our enemy.
Yeah,
where
it's fucking, a shameful.
Well, the week before, thing. He was telling our friends and our neighbors how much they suck.
Yeah, it's disgraceful. Like, we've had a very good working relationship with Mexico and Canada and free trade. I mean, whatever you think of NAFTA, like, it's keeping prices down in this country, you know. And now, with Trump wanting to get out of NAFTA, with whatever Putin has on Donald Trump, whether it's the P-tape or other incriminating, I actually think the P-tape, it would be the least of anybody's worries in this country, because who gives a shit? Like, nobody.
Yeah,
would,
I get the idea. Like,
he did an R. Kelly.
This is probably, I'm betting he has evidence about, like, the what's his name and his jet flights.
The Weinstein.
Pilot. Not
Weinstein.
That he's friends with. I bet Putin's got evidence about that. And I
Epstein.
Can't remember his fucking name.
Epstein.
Yeah, that guy.
That's been like known for a long time. I'm surprised Anonymous hasn't put out more on that. But if you look up the death,
the problem is nobody's ever been able to get concrete evidence. And you know how his base is. Unless they see him on video doing it, they're not gonna.
No, even if they saw it, like, I think Trump is right.
It's fake. Like, or God. Oh my God. Yeah. I can imagine there are going to be assholes that are going to say, well, he's the president. He deserves that or something.
Yeah.
I can fucking imagine someone in his base saying that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, his base is his base and is always going to be his base. Like, when you start supporting Nazis, and shit like that, then you know you're on the wrong side of history.
It's an insult to Nazis at this point.
Ugh, God, man. This
at
is
least
bad.
Nazis are loyal to something.
I think Putin does have the P-tape. I think
he's got some hard evidence on Trump. Like, Trump's only loyal to Trump. Like, he doesn't give a fuck about anybody else. He doesn't give a fuck about America. Yeah. He doesn't give a damn shit about American people.
Yeah.
He does these rallies because he loves people cheering his name and celebrating everything he says.
Yeah.
His base, they go to him like he's some fucking rock star.
Yeah. And by the way, why is he holding all these rallies? Do they kind of remind
because
you?
Because his ego. This is about him. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is everything he does is about him.
Yes. Do these rallies kind of remind you of, like, World War II shit with Hitler? Because they're very strikingly similar. Like, that he got people in a fervor. He blamed another race, the Jews. We can kind of see the parallel with Trump and his hatred of people of color, especially Mexicans, for some reason. I don't understand the hate. It's been proven time and time again.
And he was like, that fucking Frank.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
It's been proven.
I wanted to think that. I didn't mean to say it.
It's been proven time and again that, immigrants to this country, whether they're black, brown, white, whatever, are an asset to this country, not a liability, regardless of how many people are on welfare and all this shit. And it's also a myth that there are more minorities on welfare than there are white people. It's exactly
there are more white people on welfare than anybody ever, because there are more white people than anybody. It's the way it is.
It's proportionate.
Anybody who thinks it's less, they're stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wouldn't mathematically make sense.
I think one thing that Putin has on Trump that some people are kind of hitting the fringe is money laundering. I think that's going to be the thing that finally takes Trump down, is if somebody can produce evidence of his money laundering. How many people that you know of, billionaire, millionaire, whatever, that own a casino that have to shut down their casino? I can't think of any. I mean, you think of anybody in Vegas, like, none of those casinos ever shut down. And if they do, it's because they're outdated or, you know, some other or there's corruption. And Trump has had two casinos shut down in Atlantic City, of all places. I mean, I don't know how you fail time and time again and still get loans. How do you get loans? You fail time and time again. Trump University. Does anybody remember Trump Steaks? I do. Trump Vodka. Fail. Trump Wine. Fail. Trump Real Estate. Fail. 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 Anything Trump has ever done has been an abject failure.
Yeah, including, well, look at what he's doing now.
Yeah.
He's fucking failing times 10.
Yep. He is the worst of the worst. He's not quite on a Duterte level, but he is. He's hedging that way. If he could, he'd have people in chains right now.
Like you said before, like the people that support him now, had you just said Obama did it, like those would be the same people that just turn on him so fucking quick.
Yeah, it would be. Wouldn't take 2 seconds, and Obama would be out of office for good reason. That shit like that is treasonous, Brake.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought up that word treason, because he is a traitor, and so is Paul Manafort.
I know. We need to find some solid proof on it. Yeah. And they're talking about trying to get the translator to come in and say, you know.
No, the Republicans.
What it was talked about. And normally I would say that's no, but this is an extreme situation.
Yeah, the Republicans block that. They tried. The Democrats tried to bring that translator in for her testimony, and the Republicans blocked it. So you have the Republicans
I kind of understand, like, not wanting to do it too, because that's her profession, and like her job is to, like, for her it would be a big, like, it would be
conflict,
like a big
of interest.
I'm trying to think of, like, what's the term, like a failure of duties. Like,
yeah,
it would be a big failure to her. It would hurt her career.
Yeah, but the thing is,
so at the same time, like, you know, like this is big national security. Like, I don't want her to fucking pay for what he did.
No, she's not going to pay. I think it is important that, because
that's what I want to happen. Yeah, is I would prefer she go and
I do too,
and try, like, but I understand the point of her of not wanting to do it because
it's not her not wanting to do it. It's the Republicans saying
But I'm saying, like, I can understand, like, defending her.
Yeah. Yeah. And, no, I understand that,
because this could affect her. As
here's
far
the
as,
thing,
like,
though, when it comes to national security, it doesn't matter. Right.
In a situation where your president goes on international television and says, "Hey, the bad guys aren't so bad after all."
Yeah, exactly. Her testimony.
But my friends, a week before, my friends, like, they suck. These bad guys over here, no, they're cool.
This is all lies.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. Look, we're hugging, right? Look, Putin, man.
I doubt.
No, dude, look, he gave me a fucking bear hug.
Yeah.
Can you think that somebody like this would be evil?
Yeah.
Look at this bear hug, people.
It's
the greatest bear hug ever.
I doubt very seriously that Putin and Trump talked about anything incriminating, but the appearance alone should be enough.
Yeah, I bet the conversation was a lot of Putin saying, "So you're going to do this for me, you're going to do this for me."
No, I don't think so, because of the interpreters. I don't think.
Right.
I think there's other ways of getting messages to each other that.
So do you want to blow me now in front of the interpreter, or do you want to do it later?
Yeah. There was a picture going around of Trump in a gimp suit and Putin in a gimp suit, like leashing Trump. And I think it's funny, but I think it makes a very good point. Like, it just seems like, on the surface at least, I mean, there's no real hard proof that we know. Mueller probably has the goods, but it just seems like Putin's got Trump on the leash. That's what it seems like to me, and he's like hedging, hedging everybody to become more of an authoritarian, and Democrats and Republicans alike are implicit. You know, I wanted to go back to something about the election meddling. I do not think for one second that that affected the outcome of the election.
Yeah, I don't either, because the people who are looking for, like, anti-Hillary news were looking for it for that reason. Like, they weren't voting for Hillary. They hated her.
Well, not,
they're looking for justification.
She was just a terrible candidate. One of the worst.
That too. I mean, that doesn't. Yeah, but what you're saying about not affecting the votes, like I agree, because for reasons like that. Like,
but it does not excuse Russia for trying, and I'm glad that Mueller did those indictments, even though those people will never ever be convicted. It did happen, and Trump saying that it didn't, or alluding to there's other people. He's always obfuscating the truth. That should be enough for obstruction and getting them out of there. But like I said, the Republicans are spineless. Mitch McConnell's spineless. Nancy Pelosi is spineless. Schumer talks a big game, but he's still spineless. Paul Ryan, spineless. Like, where are these people? You know, when it comes to Trump, you never hear him say much. So it's just, and the only Republicans you really hear are the ones that are on the way out. McCain, Cotton, Flake. Flake is
when they're no longer beholden to anybody, suddenly they can open their mouths.
Yep. All right.
Like they should be you should be beholden to America.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not to Russia.
What happened to America? Like, when politicians, like, I've heard a lot of people talking about loyalty.
Yeah.
Like, the only loyalty they should have to is America and American people.
Yeah.
Not to each other, not to party.
Right.
Not to corporations. They give them lots of money to do nothing.
You guys, I caught a lot of flack. Right after the election, I bought a shirt. And it was a shirt that had what looked like sort of a dollar bill. I still have it. And it had the Statue of Liberty, like, covering her face. That's how we should all be feeling right now. Like,
embarrassed. Yeah.
Embarrassed.
I mean,
and deeply ashamed.
Our leader said, hey, look at the bad guy. Hey, he's cool.
Yeah.
I think he looks at I
he's
think
really
he likes
bad.
Me.
Yeah, he's. It's really bad. I just hope it ends soon because I think it was Trey Gowdy, that spineless piece of shit Trey Gowdy in that meeting said that this country's being ripped apart. He's right. The country is being ripped apart, but the people he wants to blame are not the people. It's one person, and he's at the top of the food chain.
He's dividing this country more than anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's move
but on. I have hope because I think the vast majority is against him.
They are, but it doesn't matter. There have been other countries that have had the majority feel the same way that have turned into what I've feared for a long time.
But we've got an election coming up in 2.5 years, I guess. So, like, for now, that's our best hope. But
should we even have to wait that long?
Yeah, we shouldn't. But here's the thing. We do have the midterms. Look, this is my best guess.
And we can stop him from getting the majority votes that he needs.
Here's my best guess as to what's going to happen, okay? And I'm calling it now like I did way back when I said this guy is going to try to be a dictator. The Democrats will take over the House. They will not take over the Senate. And they will not call for impeachment. They will not do it. They're all spineless pieces of shit, and they're all implicit. They suck.
The reason I think is why is because the economy is doing really good right now, and I think they're profiting from it.
Yeah.
Even though the economy started recovering under Obama.
Yeah.
But again, I've said a billion times, the economy has nothing to fucking do with the president.
It
has to do with the American people and our work ethic and getting back in the business and selling things to other
exporting and importing.
Yes, it has nothing to goddamn do with what fucking Trump does.
I just heard that Trump.
However, his tariff war.
Oh man,
that however is going to be a different fucking situation.
I was just going to say I just heard that he wants to put tariffs on all $505 billion worth of Chinese imports. And if you don't think that's going to hurt our country, look at your shoes and tell me where they're produced. Look at your fucking computers. Tell me where most of the electronics are produced. It's going to be disastrous. Like, if that shit
his
goes
goal
through,
is to just make the rich happy, I guess.
Yeah.
Just here, like, you guys can be happy because we know the hardworking Americans and the farmers and the electronic
manufacturers. Actually, it's mostly just him. Yeah. It's not even the other rich people.
But I'm saying for votes because you know he wants to get reelected. Yeah. Like, there's no question he wants another 4 years. Yeah.
Speaking of, stuff like that. Eric, you have a stinko.
Well, before we move on, can I just say my favorite fucking tweet about this whole situation?
Sure. Go ahead.
It's a tweet from Cobra Commander.
Okay.
And he says, and it's basically a picture of Duke saying, "I spoke with Cobra Commander. He said Cobra didn't do it." Fuckers.
That's great. All right, Eric.
And nothing to do with it. Whatever, man. It wasn't Cobra. It's lies. Yeah. It's fake news.
Yep. All right, Eric. You're stinko.
All right. The news making the round today is that Disney has fired James Gunn from Guardians of the Galaxy 3. He was going to do 3. Over offensive tweets that he made like 6 years ago.
Okay, I'm conflicted on this because I talked to you a little bit before we got on the air, Eric. I don't mind Disney firing him, but, I mean, because if it was, let's say, a right-wing guy, let's say James Gunn was, you know, leaning right and he said a bunch of stuff, you know, leaning right, the left would be saying the same thing. So I don't mind Disney's firing of him, but I think it's terrible for Guardians of the Galaxy because James Gunn is what made that movie as great as it was and is. So it's a big loss as far as the creative part of it, but, you know.
I haven't even got to the
I've got kind of two minds on the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
One mind is, like, people change and they grow and such. Like,
he did apologize.
Really, like, can we really, like, judge somebody on what they said, like, 6 years ago?
That's the shitty part of Disney's behalf. But the other
I've made, like, tons of offensive jokes over the years that probably would not, I mean, that I know would be considered, like, homophobic or sexist or whatever now, but they're, you know, at the time it was acceptable.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Here's what the actual stinko is about. The actual stinko is about how Gamergate piece of shit Mike Cernovich, who is actually a pedophile, is the one that dug up this info and got him fired in the first place.
Yeah, he's a
so
piece of shit.
Fuck those people.
Oh, yeah. Great kid rapist. Those are fucking great people. Fuck that, man.
What was your other?
There are a lot of things I don't understand in the world. That is the fucking thing I understand a goddamn least, and it just makes me angry every time. But I was going to say my other point was that when I was saying of two minds is Disney's a business.
Yeah.
Like, they don't – like, they can't afford to have somebody making – like, I don't know what comments he made, but they can't afford, like, even if it was something that he said years ago, like, I can understand them being like, well – we can't have that.
Then,
sorry,
you know,
we know you probably, unless you can prove you're a completely different person and get out in front of this, it's too late because it's
yeah, here's the problem I have with Disney,
it's
though.
It's too late, I'm sorry.
The only problem I have with Disney is maybe they should have vetted a little bit better, you know, before they chose. But, I mean, you can find shit on anybody. They could have picked anybody. And they would have found tweets from years ago or, you know, writings or, you know what I mean? And you're right. People do change. And he did say he was a different person now. And you know, since that point, there's been nothing to prove otherwise. So do I think James Gunn is a bad guy? Nah, I don't.
I don't want to jump the gun and make intended. But I don't want to judge yet because I don't know him. I don't know a lot of details or anything like that.
Yeah, I think
but my point was like he could be a completely different person. You know?
Yeah, he is. I think
6 years is a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's never good when somebody gets fired, but you know, I'm not crying over this because he made plenty of money. And he's very creative. He's going to still continue making good movies.
I just hope that Guardians 3 ends up not being disjointed mess.
Yeah, it depends on the director. Depends on the director. So hopefully they'll pick somebody with a good sense of humor and, you know, kind of knows the vibe of Guardians. Maybe
they can get Deadpool guy to work on.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Let's move on to Sweetos. Break, do you have a Sweeto this week?
Do I have a Sweeto? I was gonna, like, this is gonna be like one of the worst weeks ever, I think, as far as like the news and shit like that with, you know, the Trump situation and stuff like that.
Chat kind of died, apparently.
Yeah, I think so. There's definitely nobody in chat. I think Freak was like, we started talking about Trump, he's like, I'm gonna go take a nap or something. what was I saying? Oh yeah, so Comic-Con has been this week, so there's been a lot of trailers released, and there has been some surprises, and the one surprise that almost made me take my clothes off right in the middle of wherever I was and start jacking it in celebration.
Wait, you were at work?
Yeah, you know, I was at work at the time. I don't care if this gets me fired, it's the best! Best news ever is what? Star Wars Clone Wars is coming back.
Yeah.
It's coming it's gonna back! Finish.
Well, it's coming to finish itself, but
yeah,
it's coming back.
Yeah, that's good
so
news.
So fucking happy! I love that show so much. It definitely the story was never complete. So I'm happy.
Yeah, I could just imagine all the Star Wars freaks out there, like their mind just like.
I've heard
now, I just hope about, they don't get toxic and like start complaining about certain things happening in the series.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've heard people complain like the first and second season are kind of boring and stuff like that. But then around the third and fourth season, like the show just takes off into basically you see is a kind of an image of the show growing. Ahsoka actually grows too. Yeah. Like she grows older and she goes from the single lightsaber to dual lightsaber style.
Yeah, I got bored.
From there, like, the show goes into, like, longer storytelling and it just kind of deeper in the mythology, and it's just so good.
Yeah.
How long were the Clone Wars?
Yeah, exactly.
A long time, apparently.
I was one of those people that kind of felt that way, Break. I started watching the first season, and I'm like, this is fucking boring. I don't care for it, but I have heard from a lot of people that it does get better as time goes on, so maybe I'll give it another go.
The thing with, one of the things with Clone Wars is the way they tell the story. You can really skip ahead. There's no rhyme or reason to wherever you start in the series. I mean, there is a continuation. Like I said, third and fourth season gets better, and there is more continuation, and there is more reference to other episodes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But still, there's jumping around with the story. Like, you get no clue that it's really, like, a continuation. Like, this one story happens right after this story. Because you'll go into one season, and you'll go back to... there's one episode where... I'll just kind of explain the episode. You see some troops in their basic training, and they grow, and... you see them get through the basic training, and then you see them come back from their first official battle and stuff, and what happens to them. And there's an episode that happens, I think, next season, or maybe later in that season, where they show what happened to those troops when they were at their war. Clones. And that's one of the things I loved about Clone Wars, is they were able to make very distinct personalities between the clones and stuff and such. Like they all sounded exactly the same. They're all molded the same, but each clone had their own kind of their own personality.
Yeah,
that's cool. That can't be easy to do for a voice actor, but the voice actor he did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're bringing it back to finish it. Maybe I'll give it a second go. Eric, I didn't see if you had a Sweeto at all.
I don't.
Okay. My Sweeto, real quickly before we go here, I forgot how playing local co-op, how much fun it is. It's
oh really fun. Man, I miss local co-op. All
right, Kart Blue Shell, everybody's gonna start swearing.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Not me. I'm always in last. I love the Blue Shell.
Yeah. Wyland says season 3 starts.
Yeah, you can grief people in Mario Party.
Yeah, season 3 starts the chronological story. Yeah, exactly, Wyland.
So, but yeah.
I think it's in the middle.
Local
though.
Co-op
yeah.
is terrifying.
And this is supposed to complete. I guess this is supposed to go up to the. Maybe it's in the movie. At this point or something. What they're bringing back.
Cool.
But it was. I can't stress how good that show was.
It's funny, as soon as you mention Star Wars, there's Wyland. Like, he's a big Star Wars guy.
He's got a Star Wars. He's like Spider Man, but like the spider sense was the Star Wars sense.
Yeah. So yeah, playing local co-op is every bit as fun as it was back in the day. I was playing with Bridget.
That's local co-op. That's always so much fun.
Yeah, I was playing Dragon's Crown, which is a ton of fun. I wish you had a PS4 break, and I wish you had the game, Eric, because we could go.
I do have Pro.
Yeah, but on the PS4.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
Damn. So you can play together. There you go.
Sweet.
I reviewed it.
Awesome. No, obviously you not. Didn't you say I did they have it on sale? I want to get it last week or so. I think it was last week or the week before. Maybe you got it in that time, but maybe we'll go
through. I reviewed it months ago.
No, I know, Eric, but what system? The PS4?
It's a PS4 game. Dragon's Crown Pro is a PS4 game only, unless you're talking about like the other versions, which I also have.
Then why did you say you wanted to get it, or you were waiting for a sale?
I never said that. I was probably
talking about
something else.
I'll find it. I know you said it, so I'll find it. But anyways,
I thought you were talking about something else.
I don't know, but you specifically said that you were hoping that it was on sale so you could get it. So that's
I was hoping on sale so you could get it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I misheard, but I'm pretty sure. But all right. Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun. It's total fun. All right. No free for all today. I got to get out of here. What plugs do you have, Break?
Before we leave, we were talking about Star Wars a little bit. Can I just make one thing about the new trilogy? I've been thinking about this week, and just my biggest problem with the current trilogy.
Yeah.
Let's go back a little bit. The original trilogy, you had Stormtroopers and you had the Rebel Alliance. Everybody signed up, you know, they volunteered to fight. Everybody was there by their own choosing.
Yes.
You have the next trilogy, you have the droids, and you have the clones, who were manufactured literally to fight.
Yep.
They were all created to fight. The new trilogy, the stormtroopers are kidnapped children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're kidnapped, brainwashed children forced to fight. Like, their lives are... It's just... Like, in the past... Star Wars, it's like, yeah, we killed the stormtroopers, they're evil. Now it's like, I feel bad for the stormtroopers.
Well, I always felt bad for the stormtroopers because they could never hit shit with their guns.
That's a completely different thing, but yes. Yeah. And let me say that about the game that I'm playing too. Like, what the fuck, man? Stormtroopers are never that goddamn accurate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They have, the game's ridiculous. You should never get shot.
They have Uncharted syndrome, man, in the game.
you should get shot on accident, maybe.
Okay. Your plug.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel bad for them because it's like they're kidnapped children. Like, they're forced against their will and enslaved, and their whole lives they're programmed to fight.
Yeah. All right.
So anyway, I'm sorry. But anyway, you can follow me at RP Grinders.
Which actually makes the First Order worse than the Empire.
It does. It does make the First Order worse, but at the same time, it's like, goddamn, like, I don't want them to kill... Don't stop killing the stormtroopers. They're not to blame.
Yeah.
Kill that guy with the lightsaber. It's
his
fault.
Well, I tell you what, if you're at war and somebody's shooting at you, I don't care if you're a stormtrooper or a Jedi or whatever, I'm shooting back, man. But... All right.
And also, you can follow me at RP Grinders. And right, if you're getting shot at, I understand. But I'm saying, like, at the same time, like, you gotta, like, I can feel bad for him. We want to bring up our contest. We got a few contests.
Yeah.
I've only.
Yeah. And next week, I'm gonna forego news. I think.
Okay.
I like that idea. Yeah, I think we should go with that idea. Too. We have only received a few entries in our medieval Mexican movie, and we have not received a Would You Rather. We have a Would You Rather contest.
Yeah.
Send them that RP Grinders.
Also, some
next week is 500. So next week's it.
Yep. Also, each of us should have a couple of trivia questions ready for cards as well. And we'll have fun. Next week is just all about fun and, you know, some giveaways and stuff like that. So tell friends, family, and whoever.
Hopefully some guests, some special guests.
You got to be in chat, though. In order to get anything except for the Would You Rather or the medieval Mexican movie that I'm going to shop to Hollywood soon. But, yeah, we need a name for the medieval Mexican movie. But, yeah, those are the only exceptions. You've got to be in chat.
And a Would You Rather, because if you don't give us a Would You Rather, I know Freak's going to give us the most nasty thing you can think of. And he's going to win because nobody else gave us one.
I know. Giving Freak 5 a gift card for giving us the worst Would You Rather probably be the worst highlight of our Grinders in its history. So that's saying a lot. yeah. All right. That's about it. Eric, your plugs, please.
I want to plug Keenan and Kel for being a good show.
Yeah, it's a great show, man. All right.
And all that. But, I'll also plug sites I've written reviews for, like BostonBashBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com. I got a review of Pixel Junk Monsters 2 on there, which I didn't really care for because I felt like for a tower defense game, it needs to be faster.
Okay.
But and it's probably slower than Pixel Junk Monsters 1, and I kind of don't like the art style. I think that's part of the reason why it's slower.
All right, Eric. What else?
But there's also VogNetwork.com and HonestGamers.com. And if you like what I've written and you feel like I should get compensated and you got the money, you can perhaps join even just as much as a dollar. Or you could tell someone else and then they can hopefully do that instead.
Yeah, yeah. Word of mouth always works.
My Patreon, Eric Kelly, just look up my name. And I'm writing reviews and occasionally making videos. I still have yet to upload that Oreo pistachio thing.
Yeah. All right. Anything else,
Eric? Yes, I forgot. There was something that Freak said in chat earlier. Like, we got into the whole Trump situation, so I completely forgot about it. But he said something I wanted to repeat.
Right.
When we were talking about jobs, he said, "I'm triggered by your white privilege break. I wish I could have quit a job."
Can we not joke about triggered? Because that's an actual condition.
No. I wish I could have quit a job because of a horrible boss and know I could get another easily.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We weren't joking about that, Eric. It's just a statement that Freak said in chat. We're loud. Yeah, exactly. Your white privilege is showing, Break.
It's my fault.
You're to blame for all of America's problems.
I need to get more.
He said that a while ago. I really need to bring it up.
I also want to plug how Dragon Ball Super Broly actually looks like it's shaping up to be a good movie.
All right. Anything else?
But I do want to laugh at the fact that Broly's color choices now make him look more like a Nickelodeon Mushu.
Yeah.
Because he's got purple and green going on.
There you go. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Yeah, so I'm confused then. He's wearing, like, the Frieza armor then, right?
No, that's the Saiyan armor.
Oh, okay. Okay, like, I thought
Vegeta wears is the armor that belongs to the Frieza Elite Forces.
Okay, I thought the image I saw of him was wearing Frieza armor. Okay, never mind.
All right.
But, I will say that for August, time has not been kind to him, because they aged him up significantly, and now he's got gray hairs, which makes me wonder how old Paragus actually was when he fathered Broly. He must have been pretty old already, because, like, there's the whole thing with the Saiyans don't really age until they get to, like, 80. Then they age rapidly.
Okay,
so it's like Michael Douglas or something?
Yeah.
Guys, I gotta get out of here soon. So, Eric, any other plugs?
Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter at.
I should have reviewed "Won't You Be My Neighbor." Maybe I'll save that for next week.
Yes, please, Eric. I got.
Especially because we may have guests that might have seen it.
Yeah. Dude, he's got diarrhea. He needs to leave.
No.
Oh, because he hasn't seen it yet, right?
No, I haven't. All right. Follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow the show at RP Grinder. Send us, send us your best medieval Mexican movie title for a chance to win a gift card. What else? There was another contest, right, break? I can't remember the other
medieval contest. Mexican. Would you rather? And then there was an exile contest. But then we didn't even think of another contest. If somebody can send us a contest idea, we'll give them.
No,
use their contest and give them one.
Okay,
no? Not so much. Okay,
I think we're gonna do trivia. Each of us is gonna have a trivia question.
I want to do an anti plug about squirrels.
Yeah, there you go. How dare you, Freak 5? He says you can play Friday 13th with Frank and teabag him, which would probably be the case. All right, that's about it for this show. Next week, make sure you're in chat 7 Eastern time on Twitch or on YouTube, because we will be giving away gift cards galore.
That actually brings up a question I had. Yes. Are you going to do a GDP afterwards?
I will be doing a GDP afterwards. So yes, I'll need a few minutes
sign that says please don't sue us, record companies.
It will not be on YouTube. It'll be on Twitch, because that's the only.
We'll
way
do anything but the Power Rangers.
Yeah, exactly. I won't be able to do it on YouTube. But,
it's also
Eric. Let me finish. I will be able to do it on Twitch, so there will be a Grinder dance party after, so stick around for that. Make sure you're in chat on either Twitch or on YouTube in order to win some gift cards. We'll have trivia, we'll have contests, all that fun stuff. So there you go. Eric, what did you want to say?
I like to say that it's MXC's birthday, so if you're listening in the archives, because he's probably not listening to it live, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, MXT bag. And don't think you could... MXT is the only one that probably wouldn't be able to teabag me on Friday the 13th. So
also, please don't request Power Rangers music. Or Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, exactly. All right, take care, everybody. We want to see you back here next week. Have a good, safe week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
I feel like I need to interrupt this.
Do it. You'll do it next week, too.
That's very true. Da-da-da-da.
New intro music next week.